Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Welcome to the program, everybody. I see Greg's on the wire.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And that tonight, Tuesday, January 8, 2013, we got open mic night tonight. That means that you can call in, talk about anything you want. We get 30 minutes. We have another caller, actually, a 405 area code. Go ahead, you're speaking live on the air with Danny and Greg.
Hey, Danny, this is Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for
calling in.
I
look forward to hearing you on the show tomorrow night.
Yes, I will be there. And I believe this is, I have another 703 number. Who's this?
Carl Hovey.
Hovey Sensei, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So we have open mic tonight. You can talk about just about anything you want, promote your dojo, students, instructors, seminars, workshops, tournaments, any current events you have.
Oh, thank you. The March 20th, we got seminars down in Pennsylvania, and April 20th, there's a tournament down in King George, Virginia.
That's your tournament, right, Hovey Sensei?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is going to be my 10th year in this school.
Would you give us the location and the date?
It's going to be April the 20th. It's King George High School, then King George, Virginia.
And the date?
April 20th.
April 20th. Put that on your calendar.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Oh, sure. I got some stuff coming up. Tomorrow night, we'll have the show Modern Combat Masters with yourself and with Restita and Bob Deal. And I think Alan's going to be on, Alan Goldberg. I secured him. And Hassan Kalik, who does another show. And so we'll all be on tomorrow night sharing information about our various shows. And then in February, I'll be in New Jersey and New York. In New York on the 22nd and 23rd, teaching an instructor training program for combat jiu-jitsu. And also for Filipino martial arts for the Arnis de Mano. And then Sunday, the 24th, we'll be having the first annual Grandmaster Billy Davis Memorial Seminar in Elizabeth, New Jersey, from 11 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. Some of the various instructors are Mfudishi Maasi's son, Khalil Maasi. Also, Soki Hassan Kalik, the president of the family of Sanukis, will have the inheritor of Chinese Goju and Black Dragon Aikijitsu, Glenn Perry. We'll have the inheritor of Aiki Elmore Ru Jiu-Jitsu, Stephen Elmore, the grandson of Professor Charles Elmore. and a few others, possibly the son of O-sensei Ronald Duncan, the inheritor, Hanchi Gregory Duncan. We're just waiting for confirmation on whether he's going to be able to come or not. So February we'll have that event, and we have some other events going on later on in the year as well.
Awesome. You'll make sure to let us know about them when they, you know, when the time comes. And I appreciate everybody calling in for open mic tonight.
No problem for having us.
Anybody else? Sensei Hovi, one more time. Give us that information on the tournament, especially yours, the King George tournament.
Okay. I've been doing a tournament since 1972. This is my 10th year and at King George High School. So we always get good events on people come from California and New York and the Michigan area. So we have good competitors around the world, pretty much.
Yes, and just so that everybody knows, Sensei Carl Hovi, he is a friend of mine. I consider him a friend. We've done some things together since I've been down here in North Carolina. And I look to do more with Hovi Sensei in the future.
Thank you.
I am very excited about the tournament because it is something that I may be able to participate in.
Okay.
Which means that I'll work that day. I'm sure you'll give me a ring. And that, will you be going to Camp Budo this year?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. I think that's going to be in July 13th and on the Sensei Glover's dojo.
Yes, I was there last year with you, Hovi Sensei.
It's very nice. We have jiu-jitsu, we got a judo, we got karate, all the mixed martial arts all around. So they all get the training, Shorin-ryu, Isshin-ryu. So we have really good, you know, mixed senseis over there, and we practice Friday nights, Saturdays, Sundays.
And do you know if Professor Cates is coming back this year?
I believe so.
Wow, what a thrill. It was such a thrill to have him last year.
Yes, sir.
And just so everybody knows, I think this year's artwork for the shirts is going to be really cool. And one of the cool things about going to Camp Budo is when they make these shirts, if you have them all signed by all the masters that are there. Last year I got one signed masters that were there, and you know, Professor Cates is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have another. Let's see who this is. Okay, yes, we have another caller. 1 second. 661 area code. Who's calling?
This is Shion Allen Woodman. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, how you doing, Shion?
How you doing, Isaiah? It's good. Good. I just wanted to come and join your show for a few minutes tonight, if I could.
Sure. Do you have anything you want to announce? It's open mic night tonight.
Yeah, that's what I heard. No, just listening to the conversation. I actually just got on the show, and I just caught the last bit of information. Could I get the information about the tournament and who's doing it and where it's going to be held and the date and all that other stuff?
You want that from Hovi Sensei?
Yes, please.
Hovi Sensei, one more time. We have Alan Woodman on the wire, and hear you announce that tournament information one more time.
Yeah, we're located.
Hi, we're
in Virginia. Yeah, it's on the middle.
Oh, Virginia.
Yes, we're in Virginia, the King George, Virginia. It's going to be at It's going to be at the high school in King George. It's going to be in the April the 20th.
April 20th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there a contact number or an email address or something?
You may contact at the 703-863-9636.
9636?
Yes. And if you'd like to go inside, look through information, more information, it's going to be, my website is going to be senseihovi.com.
Sensei Hovi. Could you spell that, please, sir?
H-O, the V is a victory, E-Y, .com.
Okay, .com.
はい、わかりました。
はい、どういたしまして。
あなたは日本人ですか？
沖縄人ですよ。
あ、沖縄人、あ、わかった。
沖縄生まれ、うん、そうそう。
はい、はじめまして、よろしくお願いします。
はいはい、こちらこそ。
私は東京から来ました。
あ、そうですか。
そう、自由で。
あ、そうか、
はい。ありがとう。
はいはい。
So, it's nice to meet you, Sensei. Thank you very much. I'll contact you about your event. I'd love to maybe possibly come down and participate if we can. Hi, onegaishimasu. Hi. Shishimasu.
Hi. Then I'm going to go to bed. Good night. Thank you very much. Oyasumi nasai.
Hi. Oyasumi.
Hi.
Onegaishimasu. Hey, Hanchi, you still there, bro?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. We're all talking in Japanese.
he's a dear friend of mine, actually. He studied with Don Bohan, so he's from that ilk.
What style is he do?
He's involved in Ishinru. He's a ninth dan in our system.
Oh.
He goes all the way back. He was one hell of a karateka one time, I can tell you that. Now when he, you know, when you see him on the deck and you see him move, he's just, he's a special guy, Hobi Sensei. We have, I believe, Sensei Timmy Frisk calling in. Sensei?
How you doing, guys?
Okay, hey, Timmy, what's up, brother?
You're on with us. But getting back to Hobi Sensei, he is just, he's a gem. He does a lot for the community, and... I look forward to working for him, you know, for the rest of my tenure in Ishinru for sure. Thank you.
Nice. He seems like a very, 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 very nice guy. So I'll be happy to speak with him and see if we can't participate with what's going on. I was actually going to call in and give everybody my kind of the schedule where they can kind of catch up with things that we're doing. Both with Sidekick Talk Radio, Sidekick Publications, and of course, you know, myself teaching seminars and stuff. And I'm not kidding you, this is, what are we in today? What are we, day 8 of the new year, right?
Yes.
Day 8 of the new year. And we have, of course, we'll be Sidekick Publications and myself. I'll be teaching a Hogojutsu seminar at Allen's event in Atlantic City. That's kind of like tying up your enemy with a rope or a string or your belt. And most cases we'll be using the belt, you know, just because it's, you know, it's readily available. And I'll be doing about a 45-minute to 1-hour seminar there at Allen's event in January. February, we don't have anything right now, but in March, you know, I was talking with Sensei Jim Thomas and his USA Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We'll be in New Jersey March 2nd, so we'll be there. Sidekick will be setting up a booth there, and, of course, I'll be there, and I'll be teaching a seminar. We actually arranged that last night. In April, it seems that we're probably going to be doing a book fest at the museum again, USKA seminar tournament in Los Angeles, and then a seminar in San Diego. And then in May, it's the Legends Hall of Fame with Eric Kovaleski up there in the Poconos. I'll be part of that event. And June is the World Karate Union Hall of Fame. I just talked to the Tassatanos today, they've been nice enough to invite me back. And I don't even have to sneak in the back doorway this time, so that's kind of cool. That's always a good thing. They let me through the side door this year. That's kind of nice.
Well, that's cool. Thank you for that.
In July, the Masters Hall of Fame in California, that's in Costa Mesa. And then we go to Montrose, Colorado for the Colorado Summer Camp hosted by Ray Sanford and his group there in Colorado. And then right after that, probably the next week, we'll be in Pueblo, Colorado with Matt Winden's Gojo Ru guys. They host me out there quite a couple of times already, and we'll be doing that again in August. September seems a little light right now, but in October we'll be going out to do a tournament at Craig Garrett's Contemporary Goju-Ryu Championship. So it'll be the sixth year for that tournament. We went out there last year, and I'll be doing a seminar the next day at Chuck Gonzaga's JKD, Tedlukailukai Temujin school there. And then in November, we'll be going to Gary Alexander's Hall of Fame, of course, as well as probably up in Canada again with the New World Martial Arts Group there in Canada, so with Mike Bissonnette. And in December, you know, I don't know what's going on in December. That's my schedule for the year. How are you? What are you guys doing?
Hey, Greg, let's see if you got something going on. Talk about it.
Timmy, what you got going on, brother?
Hey, man, how you doing? You know what, man? After such a great evening I had last night, a really good day, somebody always knocks me down, and, you know, I'm in a really, really angry situation right now, and, you know, I wasn't even going to call in to bother because I'm that frustrated and angry at some situation that's going on. And, you know, if that person's listening today, you should mind your damn business, because you don't know me and you don't know anything that's going on in life. So mind your business. And that's where I'm going to leave what's going on right now, because this is what makes people walk away from things in life. And, you know, being shot down by people that don't know you really bothers me, because it's something that as a martial artist, you're taught never to do. So, you know, good for you, pal. You just showed your true colors tonight.
Well, I'm really sorry you're going through that, bro. That's, you know, that's never any fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People, Daryl Sargent, they're like, yeah, I'm busy, brother. Yeah, Mr. Sargent, I'm busy, bro. I'm busy.
What was that?
is he on the show? Is Daryl on the show?
Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah,
oh, man, what are you hiding back there for, brother?
You know I'm quiet.
I'm stomping you at words, brother. You better pick up your game, man.
Stop picking on me.
Oh, no, man. No, I'm actually excited. We're going to be part of the show tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And I really can't wait. I'm really excited for that show. And I want to, you know, now that you're on the show, yeah, since I got both of you guys, and Timmy, you're with us still, right, brother?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. You know,
so is Sensei Greg.
Greg Melita?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, brother? I didn't know you were still on the show.
Yes, how are you?
I thought he would have fired you by now. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm glad to hear you. You know, Sensei Sargent, you know, I actually wanted to, since we have so many people right now that are here with us, I really want to, you know, I want to do the same thing with my show. I want to make sure that you guys, you know, I invite you every week, and I know you're just too shy, but you haven't come on yet.
Not me. I've been calling, Sensei.
I know. But I want, you know, I'm always inviting you on, but I want to do what you're doing. I'd love to have other people, Rastita and yourself and of course, Robert Deal and Alan Goldberg actually already said he'd be on the show too. So, we'll have a bunch of, you know, same thing you're doing on your show. I want to do on mine. I'm just copying. I'm just imitating, brother. That's all I'm doing.
No, that's, hey, listen, you are the lead, man. You are the lead.
No, but I actually can't wait. I'm excited to hear all the other information people have, and, you know, it can always only improve what I'm doing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, just, you know, let me know what date that you want to do it. I mean, it's all good with me. It's just that sometimes from work and all that, I miss the time that you're on. And sometimes it's weird, the times that it says that you're on,
uh-huh,
it kind of comes up that you're not on, and I'm all confused. So,
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Weird.
We've only missed one day. We've only missed one day, which is a Sunday right before New Year's, I think. That's the only day we took off. Other than that, we're on. Yeah, kind of.
It'll say, like, on Facebook that you're broadcasting live, and then I'll go over there, and it says the show starts in an hour. And then I'll go back in an hour, and I'll be like, I give up.
Oh, man. So, all right, I'm going to talk to Blog Talk about that because, you know, I'm paying for that stuff. So make sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
yeah.
happening because I'm not getting it. I'm sorry about that, brother. But, you know,
you guys got
an open invitation. You don't even need my permission. Just call in any time, and I'd love for you guys to promote your show whenever you want. If you got something, you know, great that you want to talk about, or if there's a special guest that you want to make sure, you know, you promote or market, please feel free.
I actually want to get more active like you are. I wanted to start getting around to some of the different events and start opening up my my seminar schedule. So I'm going to have to talk to you about that and see what it would take for me to start doing some of that.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you just make the checks payable to Alan Woodman. And...
Oh, see?
No, brother. I'm willing to help you anything. You know, it's just a lot of work. And as you know, it's all about, you know, connections and networking and working with people and communicating. And that's, you know, that's all of it. And I'm not doing anything special, guys. I'm not doing anything that nobody else is doing that isn't, you know, anyone else is not doing. I don't know. I'm cuter. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. That's all I'm saying.
But with Manager Joe today, I was on the phone with Australia. He's a great guy. Thanks for sending him my way.
I just got hit. I was just on the phone with him myself today, and he's actually going to be the guest on Sidekick Talk Radio on this Sunday. He's going to be our special guest, and we're going to be talking about financial responsibility. So. And how to teach our kids to be better financial responsibility, and how to get martial arts instructors to be more financial responsible. So I think that's going to be an interesting show. And he's going to be on the whole show 2 hours. So,
I'll be a part of it because I spoke to him today, and I told him at my age, 53, you know, not much excites me, but that really hit home because he's got a great program. So, and it's on my page, on my Facebook page.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And, you know, we were talking today about he actually wrote a book for kids about being money conscious as children. And we were talking to him about that and, you know, the possibility of maybe being the distributor for his book and lots of things happening. So, you know, we've got lots of connections to make, you know, that we've been making, but lots more connections with, you know, what we're doing. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow's show. We have the legendary, man, to talk about iconic, good friend of mine for years and years, but, Frank Dukes.
Yes.
Right? And I don't mean, like, good friends like I met him yesterday, good friends. I mean, you know. Oh, what was that? Okay. Are we still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. No, I was just saying that, join in the show to 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. So I hope everybody joins in on that one. And Frank's going to dispel a bunch of myths and stuff that people have put out there, people don't know, and stuff that you didn't know you were doing, and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So be on with that show, man.
So one more time, let's just go over the list because we did have a lot of callers tonight. Start at the top. The 661 area code goes first.
661. Is that me? I'm on Skype. I don't know if that's me or not, actually. Hi, it's Shion Alan Woodman, Sidekick Talk Radio and Sidekick Publications. And, you know, I know a little bit of martial arts. I've trained for a couple of years only, and I'm enjoying being on the show. Thank you, sir.
And then the 405 area code goes next.
All right, I'm Daryl Sargent, and I have Modern Combat Masters, and I am the inheritor of the Modern Combat Jiu-Jitsu Self-Defense System from Grandmaster Billy Davis, the late Grandmaster Billy Davis, as well as a senior master of Tuhan in Filipino Indonesian martial arts. a Kyoshi Eighth Dan in Goju-Yu. So... I appreciate being able to be on the phone with you guys.
Well, it's an honor for all of us. Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what, Hanshi? Your teacher is McGrath Sensei, right?
That's right.
But Nagel Sensei was a very big influence on me because I got a chance to meet him as a young martial artist coming up at a lot of Grandmaster Sarangano's tournaments, and also when I traveled to Jersey to the tournaments in Bayonne, I used to see him a lot over there, and he was always very, very nice to me and gracious to me.
Well, those are the people that I came up through. That's my immediate Ishinru family.
I know.
Those people, they're like idols to me. You know,
right.
I do all that I do for those men.
Very well. That's right.
Well, that's what they left me. They left me one hell of a responsibility. And when you have people poke holes at you, it just makes you so happy. Because if they would make a statement like they would make, it just goes to show you that we have a lot of work to do in Ishinru Karate.
Oh, definitely. When I think about Sensei Nagel, and I think about the people of that era, I've had a chance to get touched by a lot of the legends. I got a chance to meet a lot of the legends at some of those tournaments, the late Grandmaster Ruiz and Grandmaster Delgado and Grandmaster La Puppet. Just so many of the legends back in that time. And those people set the tone for the martial arts today. And it's just a great honor to have been able to be touched by them and to have learned lessons from each and every one of them.
You know, how do you think I feel this from what my sensei did by exposing me to those men. Part of that whole of karate here in the United States. I learned from those men who will take the grade with me, and I promise anybody that comes to the dojo, I will give them those men gave. No secrets, just Greg wrote in his interview. No secrets. Right, Greg?
Yes, sir.
No secrets. He's always told me that the gift of Ishinru comes from a man that he respected. That means a lot to me. He was a Marine. And that this Okinawan gentleman who taught him the art of Ishinru says a lot to me. I want to thank everybody.
Thanks for having us on, brother.
Tonight was
Don't forget, you didn't get to get him, but Timmy Prisk was on the show too, and Greg Melita, and Hanshi Dan Vena. So,
well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Don't forget.
Yes, it was.
And don't forget the show tomorrow, man. 12:00, Sidekick Talk Radio will be on Frank Dukes Live, man. So
it's 12:00.
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tune in.
Awesome. Awesome.
Call in if you know you got to be a part of this, because this is really after what you did by putting me in contact with some of the people that you have over the last 2 and 3 weeks, I can see that the listeners are going up, the people are calling in, so it's working, Shihan. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I've actually got I talked to Mike Matsuda at the Martial Arts History Museum, and he's actually doing some new commercial ads. So as soon as he gives them over to me, I'm going to send them off to you too, okay?
Yes, please, because I run that ad every night.
Yeah, so.
That's part of my opening. The Martial Arts Museum is part of my opening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. He's going to be sending some new ones over, so they'll be awesome.
I invited him tonight. I did get a response, but I guess
yeah, He works 24/7, man.
I know.
Do not. He works 24/7 that museum, man. I kid you not. Yeah, so it's a great thing. It's a great place. Great, you know, if you guys get a chance, anyone is listening, get your butt out there, man. Go look at the stuff, and it's just an awesome thing that he's doing over there, and he's really just making people aware and teaching people all about how not the Asian culture, but martial arts through the Asian culture has really influenced the American culture altogether.
Yes.
So it's just really, it's really interesting, you know. So.
Oh, I mean, one of my passions, I had spoke to Joe Estrada today, and, you know, he and I both came to the conclusion that, you know, when you're sincere and you're enthusiastic about what you're doing, that just and, you know, he's one hell of a martial artist, that man.
Yeah. Well, thanks again.
We have now been cut off the air, but the session winds up going a little bit over so that the archived episodes...
Yep, is longer, yeah.
You know, so they allow us about 15 minutes after they, you know, stop us off the air, so we can keep building until they cut us, you know, until they cut us off. That's the way I think about it. Greg, you got anything you want to say? Because you're still there. Greg Sensei, you got anything you want to say?
I think Greg.
I'm pretty good, you guys. I just wanted to jump on there and support everything, and converse with some good people.
Hey, you know, I wanted to tell you guys, you know, the USA. Here's the big thing: USA Martial Art Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
With Jim Thomas. I was talking with him quite a bit today, and I spoke with Eric Lee. Eric Lee will be there in New Jersey this in March 2nd at that event. He's bringing a bunch of people. He called me this morning just to chat about stuff and was telling me, you know, how he really wanted me to be a part of this event with him and stuff. So he'll be there. That's kind of cool. Jim Thomas has got me doing a seminar there, and we'll be setting up a big booth and everything. For all our books and all our paraphernalia, you know.
And just say the date again.
It's March 2nd. Hey, Timmy, are you still with us, Tim?
I don't think so. I think Timmy dropped off.
Timmy, okay. Hold on. I'm online with him. Hold on. What is the date? Oh, and place for USA.
Yeah, you might as well say it because...
Yeah,
know, even on the archived.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say now. He's gonna give me the date in just a second. You know, Darryl, what do you mean you enjoy talking to everybody? You ain't talking to nobody, man. You're so quiet.
Hey, it's the silent warrior thing within me.
Look at him. What a great answer that is. Stealth. You gotta watch the stealth, guys.
Don't be the wallflower, baby. Don't be the wallflower.
No. No, I'm trying to listen and learn from the masters here.
Yeah, you're obviously talking about Greg and Dan, obviously. You know, you're obviously talking about some guys who know what they're doing and not some guy who's just making it up as he goes along.
I like that. Making it up as I go along.
That's it. I don't run my shows ever with a script. I just kind of go with the flow. I have a basic format that I've been trying to stay with, but it's not working out. It's so hard because people's schedules, you know. You know, Darryl, as you know, and Hans Chivena, of course, you know, it's so hard, right, when you got guests coming on and stuff, people are talking. You can't really format your show because, you know, you want them to be on the show, obviously, and talk about what they want to talk about and promote what they're doing. So it's kind of hard to stick with a strict format of, you know, you've only got 15 minutes or you only got, you know, this or I have to do this, you know. So it's kind of hard, you know. But,
it is.
I'm trying.
It is.
I'm trying to stick with the format.
Oh, you do a great job, Shihan. No question about it. I mean, just go back and listen to some of the past episodes. I mean, it's just it's quality talk. No matter how you slice it, it's quality talk.
I do, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I do. I've gone back and I listened to the show, you know, several shows. Obviously, I listened to every single show after it's aired, actually.
Right. Right.
Fully, because I want to hear the quality of the sound of my mic. I wanted to make sure that's up, because we had some issues with that a couple episodes. I want to make sure that the I want to make sure that the show plays correctly the entire way through.
Right.
You know, that there's nothing wrong with the link. You know, I want to make sure that we're promoting the show afterwards, you know, marketing and promotion of the show directly after the show is finished as a rebroadcast. So, and, you know, that's built our listenership up. You know, this is what I hear. I hear Eric Lee talking, or I hear Frank Dukes talking, or I hear Cynthia Rothrock talking, and then there's some guy, Alan Woodman, on the phone going, wonk, 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 wonk. And I'm like, okay, get past him. And then we get to the real information of the guests who are on the show. So, you know, I don't like listening to my voice. I don't like listening to myself.
Well,
I like listening to what people have.
I understand, but at the same time, look at the value of that voice. You may not see it, okay, but I do. From an outsider looking in, and I see the buzz that's happening now. Okay, so you can continue to be modest. That's fine. However, look at the result. Well, I heard that. Yeah, modest, Alan. Wait a minute. But no. Hey, listen, I'm a New Yorker, dude. I tell it like it is. You know, that's why I can't wait to speak to Sifu Alan Goldberg, because he and I, you know, we come from the same area.
That's
right. I was born and bred there. So he speaks like I speak, you know. And down here in North Carolina, you know, not
people
very many.
People look at you and want to know what witness protection agency you've come from, right?
That's right. That's right. Immediately. As soon as I say hello.
They go, hey, my Dan Vena, how you doing? And
yeah,
they go, oh, they're placing mob guys over here now. All right, good. All right.
Which was mentioned on the Sidekick Talk radio program when I first joined. I remember, but I can't help it, fellas.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
I want to tell everybody, I got the information of the superstar, the USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame is going to be held on March 2nd at the Newark, New Jersey Airport Marriott Hotel in the conference hall. That's right, in Newark, New Jersey. It's right there by the airport, so not that far. The website is www.usnmat.net, and the phone number is 937-678-4435. Okay.
Awesome.
So,
thank you for that.
Yeah, there's that information for you. So, you know.
Hey, listen.
I don't know
what we got to do. I mean, I get 30 minutes, but it's funny how, you know, right now this is all going to be archived.
Oh yeah.
This whole portion of the program. Greg had seen it. He said, I thought it was only 30 minutes, but yet when you pull up the page, it says 45.
Yeah, because, you know, it'll go over another 10, 15 minutes and just archives what you're – it's just recording until it shuts off. So.
Right, right.
That's great.
So,
yeah.
Hey, listen, it's a great value, no matter how you
Yeah, it
write.
Is.
And I look forward to our show tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wonder if – hey, Greg, will you be able to call in tomorrow to Sidekick Talk Radio, or are you working?
Is that noon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to squeeze that tomorrow.
Yeah, please. Do you know who Frank Dukes is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
Daryl, you've heard of Frank Dukes, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he had his picture in a magazine once, I think.
Really? Once?
Back in the early 90s, I think it was like once a week.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
No,
he's
famous.
Awesome.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Look at his record.
We went out to Seattle and we stopped by his house and we spent some time with him and
we were doing a little hands-on stuff there in his in his workout or his little office area and stuff, and we were talking about principles and techniques and stuff like that, and about the history and you know, trust me, you're gonna love. You come to the show tomorrow, trust me, or archive the show if you can't make it tomorrow. Man, archive the show, listen to it on the playback. Trust me, he's gonna blow some minds tomorrow. He's just about had it with people. He just got back from Iceland and doing some training there with the military in Iceland, and fascinating guy, fascinating story. I first met him. I was doing the All Valley Karate Tournament in LA, the Karate Kid thing. And I was the promoter for that tournament, and I did it for, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years. And he actually came to my tournament. That was like, oh my God, that was like 1990, 91 or something like that when he came. So I've known him since then. And we haven't been real close or tight, but since I came back, suddenly, you know, we just kind of reconnected and actually kind of built a little bit bigger fire there. So he and I are actually working on a couple of books that we're probably going to put out this year. So look for those. And one is going to be on his realistic life experiences. And then the other book is going to be literally, it's going to be dispelling all of the crap and the myths that you've heard about him, you know, where people have put him on list as a phony and all this other junk. Man, that book is just going to blow people out of the water. You know, he's going to be literally, we're going to be exposing some serious issues with people, you know, and it's, people are going to be like, no way, you know. For example, people, there's a particular article came out saying that how he was never part of the military intelligence agency. And we've got a copy of his DD-214. And, you know, guess what's listed on it?
that's something that when you pull that record, I have a gentleman, Andy Sloan, he's serving in the Navy just now. He's over in Korea. He does the same thing because he has access to the first generation students that trained with Sogang, and some of the inconsistencies of, you know, what is claimed and what is, you know, real, we get from the DD-214s. They don't lie.
Yeah. No, they don't. But I'm going to take off. I'm going to call Daryl. I'm going to chat with you in just a minute. I'm going to get off the line real quick. I'm going to talk with. I'm going to call Timmy real quick and see what's going on with him. I know some things are bothering him, so that's my boy. I got to take care of him. So,
All right.
I'll be right back, Daryl. I'll chat with you in just a second. All right, brother.
All right. I'll be there.
Daryl,
All right, man. All right, man.
All right.
I will talk to you soon. Haji Vana, thanks for having me. And Greg, hopefully you'll be on the show tomorrow, brother.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Good night now.